This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Well, file this one under don't bring a gun to a gunfight when you don't know that the other person has a gun. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This happened in Brazil. I saw the video. I didn't know where it was, but a guy, an armed robber, walks up to a group of people. This is on Mother's Day, and he's got a gun, and it's pointed. And next thing you see, he's looking at, like, think of him looking to his left, while on his right are other ladies at this event. And he's going to rob them, I'm guessing. And this one lady in pink, in a very professional way, reaches in her purse while he's kind of out of the frame. She's out of his frame, pulls out her pistol, and pow, pow, twice, I'm talking, center mass, right in the chest. Dude falls down. Oh, my goodness. I'd send it to my team and said, post this one for the good guys, for doggone sure. Anyway, hey, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Now, look, I'm not about destruction. I don't want people killed. But here's a guy going up with a pistol pointed at a group of women who are out celebrating Mother's Day in Brazil. And he gets himself shot because he's trying to rob these ladies. I have no sympathy for this guy. I will tell you, and I've said this before, I'm the dude that cries in movies, you know, that you got a sad story. I'm like, oh, I got to just shut up, leave it alone, I want to hear it. I'm that guy. But when it comes to you making me mad and you offending my sensibilities, I'm as cold as the Iceman. And I feel like him sometimes. All right, this is a guy who was a mafia hitman. When it came to his wife and his daughters, he was as soft as you could be. But when it came to doing his job with the mafia, taking care of the bad guys, they called him the Iceman for a reason. He had ice in his veins. I have ice in my veins when I see a shot. I'm just telling you, I could watch a person get shot that's innocent and it'll just tear me down. I can watch a person that gets shot who's guilty and won't raise my blood pressure one tick. I don't know what, I probably have some sort of psychopathic tendencies. I just don't, you know, let them out because I've learned how to control them. But I'm telling you, when it comes to the bad guys, I don't care. I'm sick of them winning. Every single day. Millions of bad guys around the world are winning. Why? Because progressives have taken away your weapons. They've even taken away your will. And so we allow them to just, we become willing victims. Now, are we all getting shot? Nope. I don't know how many people get shot around the world every day or get accosted by gun or some sort of violence, but it's a lot. But I tell you where you are losing every single day. You can't even count it. The number of times that we're getting our butts kicked, and it has to do with the narrative, the fake narratives, the things that people say about you that go unchallenged. That's what I'm talking about. The bad guy's winning. And so when this off-duty armed military police officer was hailed as a hero after surveillance footage showed her shooting this would-be attacker, this would-be robber, on a family that was standing by a school, I cheered her. I sent it to my team. I said, look, they won't let us put this up on Facebook, but put it over a Tea Party community because we need to see this. We need to show people that this lady having a gun in Brazil, legally so, thwarted the bad guy. Katia de Silva Sastre, 42 years old, standing near a group of women and children outside a Sao Paulo private school when the gunman, identified as 21-year-old Eleverton Neves Moreira, they pronounce R's as H over there, Moreira, attempted to rob them at gunpoint. The women were celebrating a Mother's Day event. I want you to just think about this. 21-year-old male interrupts a Mother's Day event. What a pair he had to have, right, to go interrupt a bunch of women. And I'm not saying that to be condescending to women. I'm just saying these are women with their children, that they're most vulnerable. But he didn't know that Saster had a pistol of her own, and she shot him, they said, 3 times in the chest. I watched it. I swear, go see this video. It's worth seeing. And he eventually died. Yep. He died in the hospital. I don't like seeing people get killed, but you know what? He deserved it. And I tell people this all the time. And I say this, this is a warning to leftists. And look, I don't like spending a lot of time on this kind of stuff in the show, but I think the bigger picture is this. Because I see this as leftists. They pick on the most vulnerable of us. They choose things and say things like, you're a racist, or you're a homophobe, or you're this, or you're that. And that's their attack. And you know what they don't expect? They don't expect you to shoot back. They don't expect you to say, oh, what's that racist? What's that pedophile? What's that homophobe? What's that xenophobe? What's that whatever? Misandrist, misogynist, whatever. Because let me tell you, they are all of that in a bag of chips. When you fire back, that's what you need to be thinking about this. Metaphorically, you're shooting back. Point blank, 3 to the chest. Why do you think Donald Trump wins against these clowns? He metaphorically fires, putting a grouping the size of a quarter right in the center mass of their chest, saying, you can bring on Stormy Daniels and her crooked attorney and all the other crap you want to bring, and it isn't going to matter because I'm going to fire back. You know, I want to talk a little bit more about Mother's Day from my own personal perspective, because I'm thinking about these women that went out on that day to celebrate their children, the fact that they are mothers. And you know, I mean, I don't know what was going through their minds, but I guarantee you they weren't thinking about getting robbed by some 21-year-old as they sat with their kids. I want to make one other final point to these leftists. That guy never expected what he got. You know what he thought? I'm going to go there. It'll be an easy day. I'll see these moms taking their kid to a private school. I'll rob them and it'll be gone and nobody will ever miss it. They won't miss it because they have it and I don't. And everybody's going to be okay with it. And you know what happened? He got thwarted for the rest of his life. One for the good guys.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
To an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
I know it was Mother's Day over the weekend and talked about it yesterday, but I want to say this because I lost my mother almost 50 years ago to the day. It was actually May 1st, 50 years ago, that my mother passed away, unexpectedly for sure, at the age of 24. And a lot of people, when I put that out as a tweet on Mother's Day, they said to me, they wrote back to me, Kevin, I didn't realize you were 50 years old. Yeah, I know. Black don't cry. But not a day goes by, seriously, that I don't think about my mother. And I don't have a lot of memories of her. But something reminds me of it. The squandering of mothers by other people. Taking their mothers for granted. When you lose yours, you think of that. And as I wrote in my first book, when I lost my mother, I lost my grandmother on the same day. Now, when I say that, people go, oh, my God, what a tragedy. Both his mother and his grandmother died. No, my grandmother did not die on that day, but she died metaphorically. Because my grandmother had to step in to raise me and my brother. Ergo, I didn't have a grandmother. A grandmother stepping in as a mother raises you different than a grandmother does. And here's what's interesting. A lot of you folks out there have that grandmother experience and grandfather experience, and you're like, oh, man, I used to love going to grandma and grandpa's. I didn't get to go to grandma and grandpa's. I lived with grandma and grandpa. And by the time they were through with the date with me, they had no grandparents left. They didn't have whatever grandparents do. They didn't have that left. That energy was gone. So I don't have that. Hey, let's all go to grandma's house because, you know, she's anxiously awaiting us and our arrival because she hasn't seen us in forever. But my grandmother's like, y'all get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of my face. Because I don't want to have to hurt somebody. Now, that seems small, but I'm telling you, I can only relate to that feeling through other people. And I don't have a genuine experience there other than the anticipation of, a significant other waiting on you to get somewhere or, you know, you've been in a long distance relationship, whatever. That anticipation you can understand. But the love of a grandparent's the way grandparents love their grandchildren, no understanding. Anyway, I'm still blessed. Because people, well, Kevin, you lost your mommy. Look, the psychological impact of that I wish on no kid. Not because I became Charles Manson or Gacy or something, but no. Because it is a mind screw that you just can't put your finger on until the things are occurring. Unless, of course, you're raised by Dr. Phil and he can help you deal with it. But I jokingly said I love how Mother's Day twist up the leftists. They hate the gender reference. But to attack Mother's Day is to attack women, so they have a real quandary. But luckily they have Father's Day to bash men, right? I just like thinking about these things because I want you to think about them. I want you to understand these complexities of the left. Because, see, life is relatively simple. If you remove leftists, life is simple. You don't have people mad at each other. Yeah, I mean, you have disagreements that people discuss and things like this. I'm just going to put it out there as bluntly as I can. Leftists don't want you to figure things out. They don't want peaceful resolution. In fact, they don't want resolution. This Iran deal. They just found out that the Iranians never signed the agreement that Barack Obama called, and everybody on the left has called this binding deal. They never signed it. No matter whether you're French, you're German, you're Russian, whoever, Chinese, backing this so-called deal, the deal doesn't even exist. You don't know why? The left doesn't really want resolution. They love that Iran is got so much conflict brewing in the Middle East. And by the way, so do many of the leftist Americans, and I'll tell you why. And this is going to hurt your heart a little bit, but they like selling weapons to all these other countries. If we were all peaceful, ask yourself this question. What happens to the military-industrial complex? If we quit fighting, it's a big drain on the economy. Suddenly, what are you no longer making? You're no longer making billions of dollars of equipment, missiles, submarines, aircraft carriers, anti-missile systems, satellites, laser systems to shut things. I mean, it's over. You have to. Can you imagine how many people are employed in the military, in militaries around the world, that have to go back to do something productive? I'm just saying. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. There are things happening, and somebody says behind the scenes, look, guys, it's kind of like Iron Man. You know, he's like, I brought peace to the world. You're welcome. And what do? You've got a system in place that's relying on being fed. Now, in the real world, we would all go back to doing things we want to do, finding the love of whatever God put inside of you. And when I think about that, I think about if we all did what we really wanted to do, I bet you the world would have this really cool equilibrium. You know, this non-fighting, this non-war, thing. If the people that are starving in Rwanda, which, by the way, I've heard Rwanda's really made a turnaround. So congratulations to them, because they have now people immigrating from Congo into Rwanda, which is a very small country. And Rwanda's going, look, we just got our act together. We can't assimilate all of you folks. So that's what's happening in one of the countries in Africa. But anyway, if everybody learned how to do what they wanted to do, to farm, to create, to sing, to dance, to manufacture. If every country could do that, what would that, what would it be? What would it look like? I don't know. There's a quote by Thomas Sowell, and I'm jumping around a little bit because I really didn't know where I wanted to go with this in this segment, but I did want to do another semi-tribute to my mom and my grandmother, because not only did I lose my mom, but my grandmother died about a decade ago. And I was doing my genealogy on my ancestry.com, putting pictures up. And, you know, to be honest with you, didn't even remember some of the days that people die. You remember their birthdays, but how many people remember death days? You know, I'm sure there are some. Don't misunderstand me, but I'm not a I know my mom's birthday, but I didn't know her death day until, you know, I was doing my ancestry thing and I knew it was coming up on her 50th anniversary. But long story short, I was looking at that, and it got me just kind of jumping around a little bit on topic. So, Thomas Sowell said this: have we reached the ultimate stage of absurdity where some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, while others are not held responsible for what they themselves are doing today? And that hit me, because it's so true. We have reached this point of absurdity where we just don't quite understand how do you do that? How do you blame people for birthright, for their skin color? In as much as you can say you're a slave because of your skin color. So we now say you're a bad person because of your skin color, white people, because you have privilege and things like this. And they have nothing to do with it. Meanwhile, people are getting away with much more worse. Just food for thought. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a senior North Korean official ended their talks today in New York City. Secretary of State Pompeo then updated us on those meetings.
Through these series of meetings, I'm confident we're moving in the right direction. Today, Vice Chairman Kim and I discussed how our countries could come together and take advantage of the unique opportunity that our two leaders have created through their visions of the future that they have so clearly articulated. The proposed summit offers a historic opening for President Trump and Chairman Kim to boldly lead the United States and the DPRK into a new era of peace, prosperity, and security.
President Trump is in Santa Fe, Texas, where he's meeting with family members and community leaders that were affected by the school shooting there earlier this month. On the plane, now the president did say something rather curious, where he had talked about pardoning both Martha Stewart and former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jackson Show.
I love giving you guys signs. I'm talking about signs of times that are a-changing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Things are changing. They are shifting in your favor. And I'm not talking about grains of sand falling through the hourglass. I'm talking about cataclysmic. I'm talking about Pangea separating, forming the continents. I'm talking about volcanic. You understand what I'm saying? Things are erupting. The left get it. Because it's happening to them. They have never seen anything like this. This is Armageddon for them. They use that word often to describe the bad things that were supposed to happen. But you know what? Because they love bad, because they're chaotic, they love chaos, they love creating mayhem. They see what we're doing, which is fixing the planet, particularly fixing America, which by definition fixes the planet. They see that as Armageddon. They see that as the apocalypse. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. And I will put this show up against any show you have out there. Not because, you know, that the other people are not good, because they are. It's very insightful stuff. I grew up listening, well, I grew up, but my formative political years were with Limbaugh and all the big names. But you know what? There's a deeper message out there. I'm not talking Alex Jones conspiracy message. I'm talking about things that make you understand life in general. And you know what I love about what I do here? I don't apply this stuff to politics. Forget politics. This is life. When we talk about common sense stuff like the idea of white privilege or the idea of, you know, protecting borders and things like this, this is life. Racism. Are you kidding me? You go to the grocery store every day, interact with Mexicans, Asians, white folks, black folks, Muslims, Hindus, Wiccans, people you don't even know. You don't, you're not walking around the whatever chain of grocery stores you have going, I wonder if there's any Wiccans in here, any Buddhists. And nor do you see black people and go, when did they start letting the colored folk in? You don't think anything like that. If you're a man, you don't go, man, there's far too many women. When did women start coming in? If you're women, you don't go, man, finally, men are shopping. It's about time. Equal rights for us. But you notice all those things. I go to the grocery store. I don't see people going, yeah, a man, you better be doing your shopping. Yeah, ain't no woman going to do no shopping for you. You know, I don't see anybody going, or guys going, poor dude. Or some lady, you know, some conservative lady going, poor black guy doing his own shopping. Man, that's a shame. That's a shame. You know? None of that. No, we just go. People do their thing. Blah, blah, blah. Boss buy stuff. People, hey, how you doing, Kev? Hey, what's up, blah, Bill, chili, boo-boo. You get your coffee. You get your flowers. You get your roasted rotisserie chicken, whatever they call it. You get your sushi. I don't know what kind of restaurant, what kind of a grocery store you have. But mine's in a white neighborhood, so it's a good one, you know what I'm saying? It's a good one, yeah, woo! So anyway, you can get your Starbucks and your sushi and all that stuff. But next thing I know, they're going to be putting on little concerts there. Yeah, so you do your thing and you go home and nobody cares. People aren't looking.
follow that black guy, find out where he lives so we can string him up.
None of that stuff happens. It's this beautiful thing. And God forbid you actually go to the game, if you live in St. Louis, you know, you go to the Cardinals game or some football or soccer thing or whatever you're into. God forbid you go there and you see all the people dressed in the same color. You know, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, you got your green and you got people of all colors. People wearing turbans in their green outfits with the number one player's number on their back of the jersey, right? That's what you see. See, that's America right there, baby. They don't want you to see it. And we're winning it back, man, little by little. Not even little by little. Like I said earlier, you're winning it back in by the bushels. You know, and leftists hate that because they incrementally, it's been over a period of decades, they've incrementally stolen things from you and they put it on steroids. They started doing it by the wheelbarrow when Barack Obama came in and you pushed back and now you're winning back. You know how I know you're winning? Because comedian Amy Schumer made her return to Saturday Night Live. She had a terrible movie, another movie that was a bust. Now, she hosted October of 2015. That was the first time. The Republican and Democrat debates were just kicking in, and the idea that Alec Baldwin could play Trump hadn't even entered SNL, Tina Fey, any of their imaginations. And in fact, political jokes on Schumer's first episode mostly revolved around who would replace Speaker John Boehner. That should give you, throw you back in the Wayback Machine where you're like, what? That was one of theirs? Get out of here, man. Yeah, it's been that long. October of 2015. Donald Trump wasn't even in the lexicon. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Do I need to preach? Oh, because I love to preach. Y'all know a brother loves to preach. Ain't got a bit of scripture. Well, then John chapter 3, verses 2 through 7. Which, by the way, if I said that, 99% of people wouldn't even know. They'd be like, preach, brother. Ephesians chapter 13 verses 2. Kevin, there's only 7 books in Ephesians. Okay, you caught me. Oh man, look, signs. Amy Schumer hosting Saturday Night Live October 15th. Not a sign of Trump in anywhere near. The target then was John Boehner. Boehner was evil. And he was worthless as a Republican speaker. He was worthless.
That was John Boehner. Gonna go out and have a couple of drinks, and then I'll get back with everybody. You know, John Boehner.
Yeah, he always would cry. Which, I'm an emotional guy. I cry. I ain't gonna lie. I cry. I cry probably as much as Boehner, but for the right stuff. I don't cry for legislation and stuff like that. But I do cry. I'm crying
right there.
Talk about crying, then I start crying. Fast forward 2.5 years, political jokes and impressions of now President Trump that even, get this, Baldwin is sick of have become go-to fodder for the show. I want you to think about what I just said. Alec Baldwin says he's now sick of the Trump stuff. Yeah. So I didn't watch Saturday Night Live this week, but it was the Mother's Day weekend episode. And get this, they didn't do anything with Trump. Nothing. Here's why they read it. The result, a somewhat sluggish episode with enough laughs from Schumer and the cast to keep it chugging along, but lacking a lobster dinner, because they refer to Trump as being lobster red, or a Kanye Place caliber sketch to set Twitter ablaze. Of course, the lack of politics as usual likely had nothing to do with the just okayness of the week's show, though it was certainly noticeable, even from much of the weekend update, which did land a few hits against Trump, but didn't quite know what to do on a week that seemed quieter than usual. Now, I want you to understand the week that was quieter than usual. Let's analyze that for a second. You got a minute? You got a minute? Y'all good? Y'all good? Y'all good? Everybody good? Okay. So here's the deal. This week, Donald Trump freed 3 hostages from North Korea, the week that the show was on. He freed 3 hostages. He captured 5 ISIS people. Unemployment dipped to 3.6%. Consumer confidence went up. He revoked the Iran nuclear deal. He was still on the heels of the North Korea saying they're going to demolish a nuclear test site. and potentially might get rid of 5 nuclear warheads in anticipation of the summit that's due to happen on June the 10th in Singapore. Typical week for Donald Trump. And I could go on and tell you the things that happened that went in his favor, where Mueller is still on his back heels, where Avenatti has gotten his butt kicked because he's now about to enter into some lawsuits and likely will be disbarred. And I could go on and on and on. But that was the week that they went, well, there just wasn't anything. Let me explain what's happening at Saturday Night Live. They got nothing to talk about. The reason why you're watching the Saturday Night Live and all these people backtrack is because Donald Trump is a rock star. They're having to back up because Donald Trump is forcing them to back up. Jimmy Kimmel's hosting some crazy thing that he does. Here was a question. Having missed last year, this thing called Upfront. It says, this will actually be your first Upfront of the Trump era. They messed it up. Been saving a barrel full of barbs for the president on his ongoing big show. Kimmel, oh wow, yeah, you know, I really hadn't thought about it that way, but I guess you're right. Hopefully it will be the last Upfront of the Trump era too, so I don't know. I don't know how much focus there will be on that. I think people have had, and he says, I'm going to use buttful, of Donald Trump, and I feel like the Upfront is a time to look within and make fun of ourselves. So what Jimmy Kimmel is saying is, you know what? I don't have anything to make fun of Trump about. I don't like him. Yeah, I'm not gonna roll over and act like I care about him. But I don't have anything to laugh about. What, you know, all the prep that he would have done. Jimmy Kimmel, this is your chance to go beat up on Trump. And he didn't do it. Saturday Night Live. Amy Schumer, here's your chance. Go beat up on Donald Trump. We got nothing. Trust me, folks. They got nothing. And it's gonna keep on happening. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Is the news media addicted to Trump news? Is it time for an intervention? Joining me now, Nick Kristof, an op-ed columnist for the New York Times. Great to see you in person here.
Good to be with you.
I am a Trump addict. I think I'm willing to admit that. I think all roads lead to Trump right now. But you pointed out in a recent column that that can be a problem. How so?
It's Trump time, baby!
That was Brian Stelter or whatever. I don't know his name. He's over at MSNBC. He's addicted to Trump. Might as well face it, you're addicted to Trump. The lights are on, but you're not. Remember that Robert Palmer song? Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Just replace love with Trump and you got it. Might as well face it, you're addicted to Trump. They're addicted to Trump. The media themselves are addicted to Trump. They admit it. They have nothing they can do. He is an obsession. And what's funny about it, I'm going to play the rest of this clip. Just have that ready. Let me tell you something. They're not just obsessed with Trump. They're upset. They so overlook all the things that he's doing, they don't even see that what they're accusing themselves of Trump of being. Well, Trump, you know, all he cares about is Trump, Trump, this, and that we aren't looking at all the other important things that are happening. Really? Yeah, we are. I'm going to explain that and say, I know that sounded rather kooky. You know, sometimes you do radio, you know what's happening in your own brain, but you can't get it out. That's what I feel like I'm at right now. See, because we are talking about the freed hostages in North Korea. We are talking about the potential, you know, the stuff that's going on with Iran and the sanctions that are going on there. We're talking about trade policy. We're talking about peace on the Korean Peninsula. We're talking about the impact of Donald Trump in the national economy. We're talking about more than Donald Trump. The problem with CNN and MSNBC is they are talking about Trump. And instead of looking at all the great things he's doing in all these different policy areas, all they care about is their hatred of Donald Trump. That's it. Can we play the rest of that clip?
So, I mean, and let me express my own addiction as well. You know, my wife and I, we find ourselves, our pillow talk is sometimes about Trump. But
terrible.
But I do think that we have to acknowledge that there is so much more happening in the world than Donald Trump. And we in the media are essentially all Trump all the time. And frankly, it's a little rude to say this, but I think cable television is particularly true of cable TV.
It is, yeah.
And the upshot is that we risk not covering a lot of really important things at home and around the world. And we complain that President Trump is, you know, is parochial, isn't paying attention to important things around the world, and we're absolutely right. But that can also be said about us.
Well, there's always been a critique of the American press that's too focused on politics, Washington inside baseball, and not focused enough on real-world issues that affect communities. And I guess the point is that's even more true now because Trump sucks up all the oxygen.
I think that's part of it. And also, I think, frankly, that there's obviously a crisis in journalism, and our old business model has been collapsing. And then along came Trump, and he's a bit of the solution to our business model. As long as we have cameras focused on him, then audiences will follow.
Now, it's interesting that you said that. He brought up something similar at his rally a few days ago. Here's what he said.
So I said, unless they give me an extension for the presidency, which I don't think the fake news media would be too happy about. Wait. Actually, they would be happy. Because when I'm not here, their ratings are going to sink.
Now, I don't think that's entirely true, but there is a Trump bump that we've seen in television ratings, in New York Times subscriptions,
Absolutely.
Et cetera. So I suppose on an individual and an institutional basis, we have to reckon with this.
Yeah, and I think we have to acknowledge it. You know, in 2016, frankly, I think we in the media to some extent blew a historic election because we were so relieved that there was somebody we could cover that would generate these subscriptions. And then as you remember, there was some anxiety in newsrooms that then Hillary Clinton was going to be elected and government would be boring again and our audiences would desert us. Well, I mean, that did not happen.
Welcome back. Hillary Clinton would be boring, and Hillary Clinton is a media bonanza all to herself. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Can you imagine? Hillary Clinton's boring. She is boring, but her scandals aren't boring. If the media did its job and exposed what was going on in the Clinton administration, you wouldn't even know Trump's name. Can you imagine if they dug into the Clinton Foundation, connected the dots, the way, what's his name, the guy who wrote the book, like Clinton Cash, that guy, if they had done that and decided they were going to go, Donald Trump would be fighting to get to the news. He'd be looking for ways to get in the news. I mean, well, Trump knows how to do it, but you get what I'm saying. It wouldn't be what they've got. They refuse to cover the stuff that people are really interested in, not just conservatives. And you know the cabal is very simple. If they expose Hillary Clinton, they expose themselves. There's no secret here. A lot of these, so much more happening in the world than Trump. Europe, sure. Except that Trump is involved in all the other things where those happenings are occurring, and he's doing such a great job. In order to cover those, the media would have to expose that Donald Trump is actually doing good things. Do you see their quandary? I love this. Trump isn't paying attention to other things around the world? Hello? Is this thing on? That's what Trump is doing constantly. He's got his finger in all kinds of world affairs. And you know what's happening? He's winning. He's defeating Vladimir Putin with Russian sanctions and kicking Russians out. And he's implementing policies on China that have them working in conjunction with us. Just recently, in one of probably the most newsworthy stories in a long time, and maybe we'll cover it in a little bit more detail, Donald Trump saw that he was hurting the fourth largest cell phone maker in the world, a Chinese company, ZTE, and he said to China, look, our goal is not to stop you guys from growing. Quite the contrary. We want fair trade. But you know what? If a policy's hurting one of your largest corporations, we will step in and help. That is huge. I want you to imagine if Barack Obama had done that. What would these clowns be saying? But instead, let's get that Schumer clip where Donald Trump frees the North Koreans, and here's what Schumer has to say. Is it ready? Okay.
Now on another matter, North Korea. Early this morning, the three American hostages who were being held in North Korea were returned home. It was great to see them come home, be back in America, back with their families. It's a wonderful thing. But the exultation by the president and others of the greatness of North Korea doing this evades me. We can't be fooled into giving the North Korean regime credit for returning Americans that never should have been detained in the first place. American citizens are not diplomatic bargaining chips. So while we celebrate the return of the three Americans for the sake of their freedom and their families, we should not feel like we need to give Kim Jong-un anything in return.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Chuck Schumer poo-pooing all over this. And let me just make this very simple for you. If Barack Obama had gotten back three hostages from North Korea in the same circumstances, what do you think Chuck Schumer would be saying? You think he'd be poo-pooing all over it? If he said, look, I want to thank the guy for... Donald Trump is not saying, I think he's a magnificent guy, whatever. He's saying, look, it's his country to run. He did the diplomatic right thing. I applaud him for doing that. By the way, Chucky, this is in advance of a summit that's going to happen on June the 12th that Barack Obama could never negotiate. The man who said he would sit down with dictators in order to understand them and make the world a safer place, yet presided over more wars and devastation in the modern than any president in the modern era. And Donald Trump comes in within a year and a half, is sitting down with a ruthless dictator. People have described Kim Jong-un in the most unpleasant of ways. He sits down with him and he negotiates, let's start looking at denuclearization. And I don't need to remind you that Kim Jong-un says, come public and watch us destroy a nuclear testing facility where we had. And they're even talking about dismantling nuclear weapons in advance of the summit. He's already declared with his South Korean counterpart that they're ending the Korean War. And I could go on. And you know what? The left hate it. They hate it. Addicted to Trump. But you know what? We aren't talking about all the other things. It keeps us from talking about the stuff that's going on. Yeah, because they don't want to talk about the good stuff.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.